soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on May 11, 2022. This is a message. The conspiracy to commit grand scale murder. Right out in front of everybody, everyone, everything is a fatal militant operation to destroy billions of people's lives. Some people know this reality, while some have an inkling of certain elements, while the majority of the world march on into the clutches of the destroyers. The people behind the conspiracy are destroyers, murderers, liars, and thieves. They are a network of sorts. People that hold to the doctrines of destruction and debauchery lead by their love for death. This is what's going on in the world today and implemented throughout every country, state, city, town, corporation, and most businesses. They have set in motion death by lethal means, and I'm substituting for another word that has the meaning of placing within the body by a device. Their activities are a mixture of lies and deceit with a little truth. The protocols of, quote, science are now forsaken. Untested technology and biological properties are being promoted as the remedy to avoid a mysterious malady with a different names. As this operation of death began a couple years ago in 2020, it was called coronavirus. Hear this. This is something important to recall and to investigate the significance of that name. Those in the know with the Lord through an abiding relationship knew the truth about the lie being pervaded. We have embarked on the most unprecedented time of deception in world history. Those with a somewhat of an inkling or semblance or desire for the truth that were willing to pay the cost for not participating in the lie, in this mirage, were also those who recognized the agenda. Now we have millions of people who have been wounded, who have died, or are slated to die in the not-too-distant time. That is the agenda. This is a war, not a war in Ukraine or some other localized region, but it is global, worldwide, universal, and everywhere war. They cut off the food supply and shipping transports. They tormented the gullible by fear tactics, propaganda, using the illusory story of pandemic. Those believing the falsehoods fell prey to their tactics one by one, two by two, three by three, and counting with administered internal placement, another substitute for that word, of poisonous technology. The evil domineering monsters are winning this war without firing a shot. Their enemy has done it for them, for them. A self-imposed shot. The goal is to reduce the population and weaken it. The more people out of their way and damaged mentally and physically gives these warriors the up hand in taking over the world. No one's going to stop it, not even praying, because God is allowing it for his purposes as this age winds down. Not voting, that's not going to do anything, as some ignorantly tout is a viable option. The entire system of this world is collapsing in corruption. It's being heralded all over the place as God allows the darkness to be brought to the light. The hidden things of wicked men are being exposed to, and to the dismay of the righteous, the lawless ones are rewarded and even ignored. These times are lawless as a key marker of this warfare. This war has censorship and media control over information. They have put up professional, skilled spokesmen and spokeswomen to pose as the good guys. They are disinfo agents meant to corral various parts of culture. They have specialists in the Christian church world and the political world, the medical and health death adherents, you name it, The false misleaders are everywhere. Truth has perished in the land for the most part. Few can decipher this and are influenced by them in some degree. That is the idea. The economic system the world has known is being destroyed. Another system will arise as the old heathen doctrine of the phoenix rises from the ashes. They have termed the economic future as the, quote, Great Reset, unquote. These are some of the people that offered a drill convention just prior to COVID-19, coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, pandemic, whatever name they call it, went live. The ones up on the stage as white coat medical experts touted the agenda of vaccination of the toxic systems they had prepared. It just so happens that Dr. Fauci and other associates had worked for decades as specialists in HIV and AIDS. Yes, just one of the diseases, the insertion product device with the poison causes. Blood clots, hemorrhages, HIV, heart ailments such as myocarditis, and many have died from children to the elderly. That is the plan of this war. It's so bizarre that so many believe the lies they were told. They even told people that the vaccines weren't tested, only given emergency authorization. They were told the vaccines would not prevent the illness they created, but only treat the symptoms. They said also that a small percentage of people would even die from the bug of slightly more than 1%. Yet people lined up to take the potions. They wore silly face coverings and stood distances apart from others doing the same thing. It was mandated. I recall seeing in an Aldi's grocery store, people lined up outside the store to go shopping. And while they stood in line outside the store, the carts were being sprayed down by the employees with blue glass cleaner to clean from the bad, mysterious disease. They had arrows on the floor telling people which direction to walk. Do you remember this? How insane. They must have laughed so hard at the gullible, fearful people that played along. People were threatened to lose their job if they didn't comply. Others lost their marriages over the doctrine of the pandemic. Some had monies confiscated for supporting those against this whole agenda to deceive the world. And I mentioned earlier how there were some that saw little tidbits of the truth of what was going on, even though they weren't a true disciple of Jesus. They didn't have the Holy Spirit, but there was something willing in them to pay the price for standing aside and being vocal against it. And I know that God rewards people like this. He most certainly will continue to work with them to show them his one and only salvation through Jesus. The rest who believe the lies and hold to unbelief and fear, they're doomed unless they somehow pull out of it. As I said, this is the conspiracy to commit murder on a grand scale. It's illegal. It is evil. And I've noted many in the religious clubs called churches acting like nothing's going on. Just another day in Churchville. They certainly do not show the gravity and soberness that these days require. Very few see and know the truth. And that is because so few walk with Jesus in total submission and obedient faith, even hearkening to his voice. People that are self-willed cannot see straight. They see and perceive fuzzy and can't see beyond the surface. They live accordingly in ignorance and vulnerability, and that's why they're perishing. This war I'm speaking about here includes an engineered, coordinated food supply cutoff. There will be massive food shortages. This leads to further destruction of the economic system, wherewithal, for the majority of people that trust in the world, this goes further into famine and fighting to survive. Just like Jesus said, man against man, people against people, nation against nation, people betraying each other because there's fear and hunger. Total mayhem awaits as the powers that be open the doors to other cultures, other ethnic peoples, letting anybody in. Enemies to destroy the country from within. Do you see the picture? It's on purpose. Most importantly, one can read about that the end in Revelation chapter 6 as the four riders on horses in this vision tell the story of today. The crown power going through the world with the bow, conquering and to conquer, that in historic warfare is known as toxon, the poisoned arrow. Hello? The catastrophic upheaval within society as people get more and more scared and hungry, start fighting and killing each other. This is the rider on the red horse. Worldwide, you might note, he's giving authority to take peace from earth. And with a mighty sword, men kill each other. Then there's a shortage and new economic system emerging with the rider on the black horse. Wheat and barley are cited as so costly, and other items are inferred as illegally damaged. The call goes forth not to hurt the oil and wine. A great amount of the earth's population is killed by bloodshed, famine, plague, and wild animals. It's going to happen. In recent days, the media has shown a few examples of insurgents shouting to kill unborn babies and displayed killing a figure of Jesus by a firing squad. You might ask, what kind of people would think to murder Jesus? Well, we know. And what kind of people would murder the unborn, for that matter? The people waging world war mean business, ladies and gentlemen. You will either totally surrender to their demands, spoken or implied, or you will be removed by them. Listen carefully out there, for they are telling you that here and there is a threat in re-education camps for the resistors of their global government agenda. They serve a wicked ancient power that is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. It's the devil, the dragon, the serpent. This is why you must, I say again, you must be vigilant in your resisting evil and adamant about your surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is Jesus Christ who offers life without end, and he gives everything that pertains to life and godliness. He promises those who love him and serve him to give them understanding and wisdom that's from above, and true knowledge, grace, mercy, truth, provisions, safety, and so much more. And these are the benefits that we're not to be forgetful about. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.